The New Madrid seismic zone is in northeastern Arkansas and southeastern Missouri, western Tennessee, and it is the site of the most active earthquake area in the United States east of the Rocky Mountains.
Now, we don't really see that much damage from that, though, do we?
We have in the past. In 1811 and 1812, there was a series of thousands of earthquakes, three or four of which were very strong earthquakes, and were felt throughout what was then the United States, including causing some damage to an island in the Mississippi River near Vicksburg. And there's a very interesting account published subsequent to those earthquakes by Winthrop Sargent, the first governor of the Mississippi Territory, as it was at that time, describing the effects of feeling several of the earthquakes at his home near Natchez. And effects such as china rattling on the shelves, water in the cistern, sloshing, and various effects of that sort. And keep in mind that Natchez is a considerable distance from the New Madrid seismic zone. The southern end of the New Madrid seismic zone is about 40 miles from the northwest corner of Mississippi.
Now, Mike, what are the chances of getting a really bad earthquake like that again in Mississippi?
If you think about a long enough period of time over centuries, I feel fairly certain that that there would be a very another strong earthquake in the New Madrid seismic zone. It has happened several times in the past. The latest great earthquakes were in 1811 and 1812. As the series, but subsequent to that, there was a fairly strong earthquake at the southern end of the New Madrid seismic zone in 1843 that shook all of the northern half of Mississippi strongly enough to cause minor damage of the sort of cracked plaster and toppled furniture and things knocked off shelves, that sort of thing. And in 1895, there was an earthquake even stronger than the 1843 one, but being farther from Mississippi, it was felt throughout northern Mississippi, but not at intensities strong enough to cause damage.
Now, Mike, is there any way for us to, I guess, measure or predict when an earthquake's about to happen?
No. Science cannot and will not predict an earthquake. Proper earthquake prediction requires that the person making the prediction provide three pieces of information. One is the location, and you can't just say, hey, there's going to be an earthquake in California. You have to narrow it down to a fairly limited geographic area. And depending on where you are, you get more leeway with that. You have to say when. And it has to be a pretty distinct window on the calendar. We can't just say there's going to be an earthquake somewhere in Mississippi this year, because that's not meaningful. I know of three that occurred in Mississippi in the year 2012, and I know of one in 2013. So they are occurring. And then the third thing you have to say is the size of the earthquake, the magnitude. And science just cannot make that prediction. We can say some things about where earthquakes are more likely to occur in the future by keying off where earthquakes have occurred in the past or where they are occurring.
Let's say we did have a really devastating earthquake in Mississippi. Are we prepared for that kind of thing?
Yes and no. There are, and I've had some interaction with the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency. As it happens, I'm speaking Thursday morning here in Jackson to a group of people focused on the water associations. And the water associations, in association with MEMA, with the U.S. EPA, the State Department of Health, and the Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality, have organized an exercise of, what's going to be the effect on your water systems in the event of a strong earthquake on the New Madrid seismic zone. So that's the purpose of the exercise, and I'm going to speak very briefly to them with a kind of an overview of earthquakes and what it might do to us. That's Thursday. So a lot of people are aware of this, a lot of agencies. The Mississippi Department of Transportation, I think, has retrofitted some of the bridges on major highways in the northern part of the state to make them more able to go through earthquake shaking without being damaged. Mississippi Emergency Management Agency works on this extensively at the state level and through their county response plans and the regional, their area coordinators. So, yes, state government is aware of this, has done a lot to prepare, to be ready to respond, and has exercised responses to earthquakes. That's all on the positive side. On the negative side is in Mississippi we have a large stock of buildings that are old. Visualize probably any small town in Mississippi downtown. You're going to have two-story brick buildings, some of them old, and those bricks or cinder block buildings may not be reinforced, so that in the event of a shaking, that's the type of building that could have a partial collapse of the brick wall, and where it's going to fall is down onto the city street. Very very common type of impact of earthquake shaking on old